The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." She was greatly troubled at what he said and wondered what his greeting might mean. And the angel went on to say to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and she is now in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Some people confuse the Immaculate Conception with the conception of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. But it's not to do with that. It has to do with the Immaculate Conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, Anne. Now, in Jerusalem, there's the Church of St. Anne, which is a very famous church and is visited by all pilgrims. Tradition has it that the Church of St. Anne in Jerusalem is the place where Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary, lived. And therefore, that's the place of her birth in Jerusalem, in the old city of Jerusalem, at the Church of St. Anne. There's a most endearing image there of Mary as a little girl with her mother, Anne. I've never seen it anywhere else, but it's the child Mary when she was a little girl with her mother Anne. What our celebration is that Mary was conceived without sin, that in the beginning of all creation, God foresaw the Blessed Mother, and since she was going to be the mother of Jesus, who would save the world from sin and create a new way of life, that she would be conceived without original sin. So she was born into a perfection because she was to be the mother of God in Jesus Christ. Now, sometime when you have a moment, take a look at this mural which is here, which goes back to the 60s. It was done by a local artist in Hollywood here that I knew in the old days. And what's interesting is about 35 or 40 years ago when I was young here, there was some moisture at the back of this, and it caused all the faces to chip, and the faces were not clear. So I had an artist come in and redo this. And the faces of the angel, there are angels here carrying the Blessed Mother up into heaven. And it's meant to be an image of the Immaculate Conception, that she was chosen by God from the very beginning. In order to get faces for the angel, I had her go to the Holy Family School and take pictures of the students. And the faces of the angels here in this mural are the faces of the children who were here at Holy Family School about 40 years ago. I'm sure their faces changed since, so it'll be to figure them out. But these faces of the angels celebrating the Immaculate Conception are the faces of our children. They're your faces that you're called to celebrate the wonder of the Blessed Mother in your life. The infinite love of Jesus Christ reflected in the Blessed Mother. It's a marvelous gift we have in a Catholic tradition, our devotion to the Blessed Mother. And it's very important that in our school, we teach devotion to the Blessed Mother. We teach the Rosary. We teach how to put the Blessed Mother central in our spirituality. I don't know if we do that because I'm not connected much with the school, but especially when we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, I want to emphasize to everybody in the school community how important it is to have Marian devotion as part of the spirituality of Holy Family School. So it's a great celebration we have today that we are given the gift of the love of the Mother, the feminine face of God in many ways, and it's wonderful to have the whole school here and some of our parishioners here to honor this day in a special way. Amen. I was told you must stop here for the collection. Well, maybe we'll do the prayers of intercession first. I don't know how much you're going to get in the collection unless all these students are rich and they have some big offering to give. But nonetheless, it's a tradition, and the pastor decides this, me, I'm just kind of hanging on there somewhere. So we'll do the prayers of intercession, and then we'll be seated and have the collection before we bring up the gifts, okay? Celebrate this day. It's a wonderful day in the life of the church, okay?